his friend, this year should be a special schus. For Avi Marani Mirasi Sheyichyu, for Moshe Yudah Ben Peshadina, Lili Nishmas, Maris Esther Bas Reb Shmuel, Maris Chanabas Reb Itzakion, Maris Alta Chanabas Reb Meir Zev, and Daniela Shaina Bas Reb Yeshua Falik. The Gemara in Maseches Gittin and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph discusses whether an Adon is chayav to be mezen to feed his Eved. So the Gemara brings a raya that it says Hamakdashidei Avdo, that if somebody is makdish, he donates the hekdesh, the maisi adayim of his eved. Also, eved lova v'ochel, that slave borrows money in order to buy food and eat. And then also pore, and then he works and repays the money he borrowed. So he consecrates the hands of the slave, he's makdish whatever the eved does, and that slave borrows money in order to buy food and eat. And then he works and repays the money that he borrowed. So when you're makdish yidei avdo, this is like giving hekdesh the right to the production of his hands, his output, his earnings. And as long as the hekdesh retains its rights in the slave, there's a problem feeding him. So you can't derive benefit from hekdesh. So the slave can't take food from hekdesh. The slave hires himself out, and each put is worth of money he earns instantly becomes hekdesh. Can't use it for his own purposes. The only solution is for the slave to borrow money for his food. His creditor can then lay claim to every fraction of a pruta that the slave earns, because this hekdesh doesn't take effect on less than a pruta. So the creditor is thus gradually repaid in installments of less than a pruta. That's what it means. You borrow money, and then you work and repay the money you borrowed. Shmamina yachal arav lomer levet asemi veini zanach. So you see from here that you can say to an eved, work for me, and I won't support you. Since Rav is concerned with how to feed the slave, so obviously the owner isn't feeding the slave. It can only be makdish what belongs to you. If the Adon has a right to a slave's earning only if he feeds him, then he only owns the portion of the earnings that remain after the slave has been fed. But Rav rules that all the earnings are hekdesh. So it must be that he owns all of his slave's earnings, even if he doesn't feed him. That's the logic of the Gemara. Rashi says, Lo v'ochel v'osevu pareh, lo yaseh t'chila depruta k'maisa kachala, shuv asala. So you can't start by working, because every pruta you make is going to belong to hekdesh. So what do? First you borrow money, and then you repay it little by little, pachas pachas mishava pruta. Pareya, and that's how he pays it back. And now we're assuming that he's not feeding him. Let's see, he could be makdish it even though he's not feeding him. You can say to him, work for me, and I'm not going to support you. So you can only be makdish what's yours. So how could he be makdish everything? He should only be able to be makdish what the slave does after he feeds him, after what the slave works to get fed. He can makdish everything. It means that he owns all the slave's earnings, even if he doesn't feed him. The Gemara says, no. Achamayaskinan, we're talking about a case where he's malalo mizonos. The master is indeed providing a slave with food. So there's nothing to prevent the adon from consecrating all the slave's earnings. Yachi lemaylo bevochel. So if he's being fed, then why is he borrowing money in order to eat? And the Gemara lahad dafa. He's borrowing the money for additional provisions. In that case, let the hekdesh say to him, "Adhash the sagilach below adafa." Till now, your limited diet sufficed for you, and you didn't need any additional provisions. Now also, you should suffice without any additional provisions. Since the Eved's rations were enough before he was makdish his earnings, so what right do we have to arrange for the slave to receive larger hadafa, larger rations, additional provisions that he should borrow? And the Gemara, Hekdesh Gufa Nichalei Keecha Delishbach Avdei. The temple treasury itself is satisfied that the Eved should eat more in order that its slave should improve and produce more. So Hekdesh is benefiting. The Gemara says, also Porea, the slave should work and pay back the money borrowed, Kama Kama Kadishla. Each initial pruta's worth that he produces is Hekdesh. So you can't repay the creditors. So the Gemara answers, no. Pachas mishava pruta. He repays his creditors in fractions of a pruta's worth. Since less than a pruta's worth doesn't become hekdesh, the fractions of a pruta are used to repay the debts, because hekdesh doesn't take effect on less than a pruta. So values smaller than a pruta can be used to repay the debt. However, if the eved allowed the value of his production to accumulate to a pruta's worth before paying his debt with it, it would immediately be hekdesh. So the Eved has to work in such a way that no single act is worth a pruta, and he makes a tanai that the value of each of his acts goes towards the repayment of his debts. So he works for the creditor, and he does things that are worth less than a pruta little by little. Ad kan sigis ha-gemara. So not that Rashi says that Hekdesh isn't Chal on less than a Shava Pruta, and therefore he's going to work Pachos Mishava Pruta, and that way repay the debt. Tosfos says that there's a Mishnah in Perek HaZov about Chamesh Prutos, five different dinim regarding a Pruta. Why doesn't it include this? That Hekdesh has to be minimally a Pruta. There's no Hekdesh on Pachos Mishava Pruta. The fact that the Mishnah doesn't mention it, the Rat's not correct. So Tosfos says a different pshat, that the Makdish doesn't mean when he's Makdish the Maisi Dei Eved that it should be Chala Pachos Mishavar Pruta. It could theoretically be Chala Pachos Mishavar Pruta, but that's not what he meant. So in Mela, that's what the Eved does. He borrows and then he repays Pachos Mishavar Pruta. So we have to understand Kasha the Gemara, Velemale Hektesh. Let Hektesh say to him, until now you didn't need Hadafa. So now Mapitom that you need Hadafa, that you need extra. Since the conclusion of the Gemara is that he's masik, that he's ose o porea, meaning he does pachas mishava pruta. So what he does doesn't bechlal belong to hekdesh, because it's not chala pachas mishava pruta. So what right does hekdesh have to say to him? Until now you didn't need extra provisions. Ma pitom that now you need extra provisions. Why can Hektesh express any objection to his extra provisions when he's doing less than a Shavapruta? Less than a Shavapruta is not Shaykh to Hektesh. And then the Gemara answers, Hektesh gufa nichalei. Hektesh is also satisfied that he should be stronger. What do we care that Hektesh is nichalei, not nichalei? It's pachos mi Shavapruta. And Ramel, it's not Shaykh to Hektesh. So we don't really need their Nichale. Whose Nichale do we need? The Makdish, the Adon. Because the Pachas Mishav Aprut is Shaykh to him, not to Hektesh. Also, after the Gemara answered that Hektesh gufa nichale, Hektesh is happy that he should be eating more in order that the slave should improve and produce more. So what's the kasha? The Gemara says, right there, the next line, oso porea. The Rav said that the slave should work and pay back the money borrowed. How can he do this? Kama kama kaddish lay. Each initial pruta's worth that he produces becomes consecrated as soon as he earns it. So the earnings belong to Hektesh and can't be used to repay the slave's creditors. But didn't we just say that Hektesh gufa nichale? Hektesh wants it. Hektesh wants that the money should be returned to the creditor, because they want him to be eating more, because it's better for Hektesh. So Hektesh doesn't want this particular money. Should be able to be used to repay the slave's creditors, because Hektesh gufa nichale. That's what we have to understand. So Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Marina Rabbeinu Rosh HaYeshiva Zatzal, and his Shari Chaim and Simon Lama Dalet says as follows, that the Pnei Yoshua noted that there's a problem saying that he should be lova v'ochel oso porea. He borrows and he eats, and then he works and he repays it. Since we're talking about where he does pachas mishava pruta, so if so, could have said, "Ose pachas mishava pruta, umocher v'ochel." let him do less than a Shava Pruta. And then, each little bit of less than a Shava Pruta, he can sell and eat. Why does it say, Lo v'viochel, osel porea? It could also have said, since he's already doing less than a Shava Pruta, osel mocher. Ose pachas pachas misheva pruta, umocher veochel. Sell each little less than a sheva pruta. But he was not selling; he's just working apparently for the creditor, for the person he owes the money to. So the Pnei Yoshu answers that pachas misheva pruta is not mammon. And Mechira isn't shaykh by Pachas Mishavar Pruta. The only way there's going to be a Mechira is if there's a whole Pruta. But by Asiya, when you're Porea Chov, you could be Porea Chov with less than a Shavar Pruta, little by little. He works, he does each time a little less than a Shavar Pruta with each act. And each time it's being machzir or pachas mishavar pruta. Dafka piron chov shaycha b'pachas mishavar pruta after lesson mechir. Mechir there isn't b'pachas mishavar pruta. Piron chov there is. And therefore lo v'veochel, he borrows, eats, and then he works and he repays it. So he repays the malacha. He repays with malacha that he works, and that's how he repays the loan. And that Pnei Yoshua says that Pachos Mishavar Pruta can't be sold because it's not considered mammon. Nevertheless, it could be, you can return a loan with less than a Shavar Pruta. Can be explained based on what we learned in a recent shiur that Piron Chov is not Tali B'Gidrei Kinyanim. Rather, when there's a chalos on this gevia of Piron Chov, if this collection is called the paying of a debt, then the zechia of the Baal Chov is automatic. Talked about yichud le piron, or collecting the piron. You don't even have to make a kinyan. Just the etzem gvia. You do a ma'aseh gvia, or you do a yichud le piron. You set it aside for piron, and then the kinyan is automatic. So that's what we saw in a previous shir, and we were marich. So here also we could say the same thing with pachas mishava pruta. Even though there's no chalos kinyan begidrei kinyanim, it doesn't matter. Because when it comes to piron chov, it's not tali begidrei kinyanim. It doesn't depend on the laws and nature of kinyanim. But rather, even though there's no chalos kinyan begidrei kinyanim, because when he gives piron chov, it's nikla memela. So in a chinam, there's no kinyan on a pachas mishavar pruta. But by piron chov, you don't need a kinyan. It's an automatic. You just do a ma'isik via, and it's automatic. So here, he works a little bit, less than a Shavar Pruta is worth. And then it's considered piron chov, because the kinyan of the adam, of the lender, the person he's working for, of this less than a Shavar Pruta is not a ma'isik kinyan, which you can't do on less than a Shavar Pruta, but rather it's an automatic. Because the moment there's a shame, there's a gvia, there's a piron, the moment it's called a piron chov, then the zechia is me'elav, the zechia is automatic. So normally there's no zechiyah in a parchas mishava pruta. You can't make a kinyan, but here he doesn't need to. He just needs to be govet the less than a shava pruta, and then the rest is automatic. However, beikar divrei apnei Yoshua shepachas mishava pruta kevin shalav memonu lo mahanya be'mechira. These words of the Pnei Yoshua, that less than a Sheva Pruta, since it's not Mammon, there can't be Mechira, right? We said Gvias Chov, Piron Chov, you can have. But you can't have Mechira on less than a Sheva Pruta, because it's not Mammon. And that's why he said in the Gemara, it says, Love ve'ochel oso parea, but it doesn't say ose pachos pachos u'mocher, because it's less than a sheva pruta and mechir was not effective. We can prove that this isn't true from Tosis later on, Mem Gimel Amud Aleph and Gittin. Shtei deos be'evet she'en o'sheva klum, an evet is worthless, worth nothing. Can you sell him? But according to one opinion, you can. So if you can sell an evet that's ein o'sheva klum, you can certainly sell an evet that's pachos mi'sheva pruta. And even according to the opinion that holds that it's not effective, it's not worth anything, but pachos mishava pruta would work. Mechira would work. So you see that there is mechira less than a shava pruta. However, it's not a kasha on the Pnei Yoshua from Tosis, because we could say that he's holding like Rashi, who holds that there's no hekdesh on pachos mishava pruta, and therefore there's also no mechira on pachos mishava pruta. Less than a shava pruta is no hekdesh, no mechira. But Tosfos argues and holds that there is hekdesh on pachas mishava pruta, like we saw before, and therefore they also hold there's mechira on a pachas mishava pruta, even b'shen o'shava klum. However, it would appear that they're not really arguing about that. They're not arguing whether there can be mechira on pachas mishava pruta, and their only argument is, can there be hekdesh on pachas mishava pruta? And that, Amir Tzah Hashem, is our avoda for the next shir to prove that, and thereby better understand our sugya. So, it's Hashem. Stay tuned, and we should be zochah to continue. L'lomod u'lelamed l'shem u'las l'kayim is called v'yisam u'teras l'yehava. But in the meantime, we definitely learn it for chashav inyanim. So a few kashas on the sugya. So the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, is there hekdesh less than a sheva pruta? So the Pnei Yoshua is diuk in the sugya, that it doesn't say mechira, it just says piron, because there's no mechira on pachas mishava pruta, there is piron. We explained it based on what we said in an earlier shir, that you don't have to do a ma'ase zechiyah on piron, it's automatic. Mitzvah Hashem, in the next shir we will continue. Shalom, shalom.